It's Nomfundo Mo. This one's called Izibusiso on Rise FM Mid-Morning. Thank you so much for choosing us. All Things Book Review. We speak all things the book behind awards. Coming up next. You're going
it big. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
We are joined by the founder of TBBA, Nelly Shozana. Welcome to Rise FM, Nelly.
Yebo. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. Now, when I heard about this initiative, the Book Behind Awards, you know, where you guys celebrate challenges faced by authors and you pay tribute to their significant role in society, I thought, oh man, what a beautiful, beautiful organization. What a beautiful initiative, because we don't have enough of this in our country. We don't have enough people that celebrate our authors and celebrate the work that they go through in bringing this book to life, literally. What was it for you that said, you know, this is something that I really want to start, and it's something that's very close to my heart?
Okay. First of all, thank you so much for having me. And I'm an author myself. So I realized the work behind, you know, being an author, hence the name, the book behind, you know, there is a book on its own behind being an author. Like sometimes you get the writer's block. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think you are not good enough. Your book will not be bought by people, or who's going to read my book. So the book behind. So I thought, why not celebrate all of this? Because authors are working as much as other people.
Yeah.
And authors are also, you know, we also call them on authorpreneurship, you know, it's business on its own. Yeah. And I realized that as much as we are told to write or to document our history or our experiences, but we are not celebrated as much as other people are celebrated.
You know, you just mentioned something that really stuck out to me. You said, I'm an author myself, and I know what it's like, those emotions that you go through when you're trying to bring this book into life. Something that I never thought about every time I speak to an author is those emotions and the roller coaster. Take us behind that. You know, how difficult is it to bring color to a book?
Okay, first of all, writing is a gift, but the more you write, it becomes a skill, because you get better. You know, you nurture your skill, and then you get better. But
yeah.
I remember when I was writing my first book. So my books are a bit ghetto, and they freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, if you know my personality, you'll see it when you are reading my book. So that's what I wanted people to get when they were reading my book. So the journey itself, because that's how I wrote my first book, it had humor. I would make jokes about things as I am in real life. So when people were reviewing my book, especially my friends, before I decided to publish it, they were like, no, this book is too casual. You know, and I was like, no, I'm not T.D. Jakes, you know, because now I'm trying to prove myself.
Yeah.
You see, this is the person that I am.
Yeah.
Now, before even that, you have your own struggles. Maybe my English is not good enough, you know, but it still goes to editing and proofreading, you know. They even do manuscript assessment, and they do all of that. But then again, you still feel, oh my goodness, what if it fails? What if they don't buy it? So it's just a battle on its own. But then again, even the people, it's a battle, because once you put it out there, you just open up on, you know, being criticized.
Yes,
others,
yes.
It will be constructive criticism. But others, they would just, you know, they will just destroy you. So this other lady said she decided not to read the reviews because some people are very mean.
Sure, but I think sometimes we need those reviews, you know, we need the criticism so that we can do better. I don't think every single negative comment is, you know, constructive, that it's going to take you somewhere or where you can do better. You know, you see where you can do better. But I think that criticism is necessary sometimes, Nelly.
Yes, it is. But what you must also learn, you are not for everyone.
Yes.
You might criticize my book because maybe I don't write the kind of genre that you like, you know. And like for me, I write nonfiction. So I know how to write fiction, but I don't, and I'm not even a big fan on like reading fictional books. But for movies, I do like fiction, you know. So we all like different things. Mm-hmm. So sometimes someone who might criticize you, they don't like humor and you put humor, or they don't like, because sometimes it depends who criticizes you. Like yeah. There's this other, okay, I know two professors. So when I take my book to them, I don't mind because like they've done literature like in school. They even have PhDs in it. They are even lecturing people. So when it goes to them, I'm like, I'm okay because that's what I want. But sometimes someone would read my book and they're like, Ayunel is not serious. I don't like her books. And somebody else might love my book and laugh and say, wow, Nelly, you are so funny, you know. So it depends who's criticizing you.
No, absolutely.
I'm not saying the professors must do that.
Yes.
Only the professors, but anyone can do it. But it depends where is it coming from, you know. You might even look at who's this, Usomu the wife.
Yeah.
Like most publishers, they didn't take her book.
Yeah.
But when she decided to go on a self-publishing route, look how well she's doing.
No, absolutely.
Now her books are turned into series. Mm-hmm. There are movies. We are watching them.
Yeah. Let's talk all things the book behind awards, Nelly. What is so different about this year? It's been there since 2020 or 2021, I stand to be corrected. But what is so different about this year? What could the nominees expect that wasn't there in the previous year?
So we started in 2021. So this is our fourth annual awards. The more you do them, the easier they get.
Yeah.
But what's different is that we've attracted quite a lot of people from outside the province, KwaZulu-Natal. And the nicest thing is that they attend the awards, the nominees. Like, they actually come with their plus one. Some, they come with five members of the family, which is really interesting, you know, like they come to celebrate this. So last year we hosted for 300 people. This year we are hosting for 500 people.
Yeah.
And also they'll be compensated with the prize value of 5,000 rand on top of the trophy. So last year they didn't win the money and the previous years. But this year we said, okay, let us also compensate them with money, you know. They might make extra copies, yeah, or they might just enjoy their hard work.
Absolutely. We speak about recognition and the importance of it. Why is it so important for us to celebrate people, especially while they can still smell their flowers? I think it's something that we in South Africa rarely do. We usually do it when somebody cannot smell their flowers anymore. But why is it so important for us to pat somebody on the back and say, you did such a great job on this book. We want more. And this is our way of saying thank you.
Yeah, it's very important because they do better. They write more books. They document more history. Because I always say, if I have a recipe of uphuthu, like since I'm Zulu, so uphuthu is very popular.
Yeah.
And then I don't write it down. I die with it. What if I document it? You know, since I've written books, like my sister's grandchildren, and if I ever decide to have kids, my kids will know about me. Which there was a person who great grandmother who was called Uneli Shozana, you know, of which they know about me now. I'm there. Mm. And also, yes, that's why it's important. The more we celebrate them, the more they document, the more they share their experiences to help others. Because there are people who can read a book and say, you know, I've been going through this. And then when I read about this, you know, I decided that, you know what, since I'm not the only one who's going through this, I must get over it, you know. So celebrating people, it's like a child. When you say, oh, wow, well done, you know, they do better because you are petting them. And you're like, continue to do great.
No, absolutely. Nelly, before I let you go, I know you guys have a program called the Literature Walk, which I absolutely love. Let's quickly talk about that. How can people get in contact with you guys as well, should they be interested in this program and want to help?
The Book Behind Awards, our social media platforms, they can either inbox us or they can WhatsApp us on 073-800-9585, 073-800-9585. So this is where we walk with a book. So we promote reading and writing also, but we want to celebrate it in style. So we sensitize people about reading and writing. Whilst we walk with our books, people are wondering, oh my goodness, what are they doing? Why are they walking with their books?
Yeah.
At the same time, we are sensitizing them. They see books, you know. And there's this country, I'm not sure whether it's Colombia, everyone, whether they are on the train, on the bus, sitting at the park, doing whatever, everyone is reading a book. And it's just so beautiful. We want to create the same culture.
Absolutely. I love that. I wish we had a bit more time to chat about the importance of reading and why we need to read more. Why do we need to encourage our children to read more? Because I think something starts at, it starts at a young age. It's so difficult to start something when you're a bit older and you know things a bit more. But when you're young and you're in school and your parents promote for you to read, it becomes so much easier as you grow up. But I think, you know, that's a conversation for another day. Nelly, thank you very much for coming onto the show. I wish you all the very best with the Book Behind Awards.
All right, thank you so much.
It's Rise FM.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.